you know, good sort of reminders of where we, you know, some of the issues that we need to pick up in the continuation of this discussion. And you absolutely, I mean, I fully agree with you, and that's why it's so important to have this discussion. You know, disarmament is very much at the intersection between technology and national security, and this is not a new thing, right? National security or gaining strategic advantage in the battlefield has always inspired and been driven and interacted with that of technological development. I mean, look at the aviation industry, for example. Some of the biggest headways we made into global travel was very much triggered by trying to gain a military advantage, you know, in warfare. And with every single development, you know, there is an element of that. And the military-industrial complex have played a very important role. But sort of where we have come is that a little bit of that dominance have now been overtaken, as Daniel was referring to, by the commercial sector, because the consumer-driven side and the sort of untapping or unlocking digital value or the value of the consumer in the tech space has overtaken some investments. Lydia was referring to, you know, if we're looking at investments being made into AI, but still, if you look at where investments are actually made globally in emerging technologies, you know, the military-industrial complex is just like a tiny, tiny little bit compared to what the big companies are investing. So the commercial investments far outpaces, you know, anything that is done on the public sector on all of this, and that raises a lot of issues, including on how do you then do effective verification, whether you use trust-based systems or use technology-based systems, right? So mindful, we have one question here from the floor, and then we will do a round and wrap up and then meet again at 2:30.